Hello, everyone, and welcome to How to Quest. I'm your host, Todd.
I'm your co-host, Alex.
And this is a podcast where we listen to our magical mirror that we found at a flea market and basically peek into another dimension.
Yeah.
With our alternate reality selves that are kind of on a... They're on a magical quest, I'd say.
They're on quite the quest, I'd say. Yeah,
it's definitely taking some twists and turns. So they're definitely on a quest, that's for sure. But... Basically, you know what? I feel like I haven't asked. You know, what'd you do this week, Alex?
This week, I designed a lot of stuff because I'm trying to start my own design company, doing logos and stuff and putting like t-shirt designs and stuff.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm trying to start that up soon, hopefully this week, actually. I want to start like with a blog and stuff and throw my designs up on different websites. I'm going all in.
You want to list some of your potential names?
My potential names. Yeah, my potential names for my company.
Yeah, he's
because I figured that it's a lot easier to market a brand than is my own name. So I have some good ones that I proposed. Yeah. I didn't really like many of them. The first idea I thought of was toilet water.
That's what everybody loves. Toilet water design. When I hear toilet water, I'm interested. Yeah. Immediately, I think, I want that.
Yeah. This one Austin liked, donkey pigeon.
The thing is, I feel like those are two animals that people associate with, like, filth. And you've just combined both of them.
Dude, it goes with the toilet water thing. Okay, here's my favorite. Hot blonde playing the piano. Because I feel like that'll get people intrigued.
Yeah, sex sells.
Yeah.
Then we should start introducing sex into this podcast. You know, be
like, oh, hot blonde, I want to see that.
Hello, I'm a girl and I'm playing the piano. Oh, look. My shirt came off. This is why you listen, folks.
This is what goes on in the podcast room.
We've got a hot babe right here.
Right here. Right by Todd.
Shirtless. Imagine it. Have we sold you yet? Ugh. But, I don't know, any other names or...
Those are the best I have. I also have Canvas Crack.
Canvas Crack. I mean, that was not bad. You like doing art and stuff, yeah. And, you know, if it's good, you know, you're addicted to it, like crack.
But I feel like crack is a little hardcore for like, an art name, you know? I don't know, maybe not.
I mean, it kind of is. It's a little aggressive.
Yeah.
Unless you do drug art, unless you do super trippy stuff.
I could just throw crack on the canvas and maybe it'll make a cool shape and be like, let me sell that.
you trying to do this crack? No, but I am trying to make a painting out of it.
Do you want to buy some art? I'm not trying to sell drugs, I'm just trying to do some art.
Well, because you're doing digital art, so really...
I'm just throwing it on my computer monitor.
So really, you are on crack. You do crack, and then you're like, I'm going to make my art, and then you just throw the rest of your crack at your computer screen. And then your computer screen cracks.
Yeah, because of how hard I'm throwing it.
And that's it. And then that's what you send, is whatever happens after that.
Yeah, so that was my week right there. that was my week.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
How about yours? What have you been up to?
Pretty good. I've been working the job as usual.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to move in with some of our friends, and so I've been kind of on a hunt for... I have to furnish my own room. It's completely empty, so I went to a flea market with my girlfriend on Sunday, and let me tell you, I love... flea markets.
you got like a sick wind chime there that you showed me.
Yeah, this guy was literally selling a beer bottle, a Corona beer bottle that he had cut the bottom out of and put a golf ball and a string in it, and it's just a wind chime. And
yeah, but it sounds good.
Yeah,
though,
it was $1 because he's like, my mom says if I don't sell this, I can't come back into the house. So
did he actually say that?
So this is $1. So I was really supporting his cause.
It's an awesome design for Windchime. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've just been doing that. Just basically anything I find on the side of the road, I pick up. I was at a construction site at my job. I was supposed to be inspecting the site for erosion damage because it rained. And as I'm about to leave, I see this like old dresser outside of the garbage that was like in the middle of the construction site. And so I went up to the guy in charge that I had talked to before and was like, is that anybody's? And he's like, I don't think so. And he goes, and I was just like, can you help me load it in? He's like, okay. Yeah, so you sure, just got a couple of construction workers and they come over and loaded it into my car. And literally anything, people, if you have furniture, just throw it on the side of your road and I will find it.
You'll find it. We'll come get it, yeah.
I'm traveling far and wide.
We need to furnish this room. Furniture.
Yep. And that's what I've been doing. It's a pretty exciting times.
Yeah.
Work at furniture hunting.
And then once you move in, we can have an actual functioning sound room, which is something that we've been really looking forward to.
Yeah, we've been recording all of this in like my crappy, basically my
it's like part of the laundry room.
Yeah, it's a laundry room basically. And once we move in, we're gonna get a real, real studio. You know, get some soundproofing. Hopefully, yeah,
it's gonna be
some real cool shit, everyone. All right, we're gonna crank the quality notch up to 10, all the way.
Yeah,
even 11. Fuck it. Oh, I don't care. I don't care. There's no rules on this podcast.
Yeah. That's how magic works, people. On a scale of 1 to 10, you hit 11.
Yep. But we do have a theme for today. You want to lay down what this theme is?
The theme that I see coming through is psychic. Yeah. Psychics, maybe?
I don't know. Who?
Maybe.
Who knows? I mean, psychic, they can mean a lot of things. It can be a Pokemon move.
It could be a Pokemon move.
Maybe if you're staying at Finkelstein, we'll get hit by an attack that deals 80 base damage with 100% accuracy.
It used to be 90 back in the day.
Oh, no, I think it is 90. I couldn't tell. It's either 80 and 90.
Well, because they nerfed a bunch of the moves. Like, they nerfed Flamethrower and Ice Beam from, like, 95 to 90 recently.
I don't know. I tried getting in, I don't know, once everybody, all of our friends got into the, like, EV and IV training and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Pokemon just became not fun for me anymore, and so I had to stop playing.
That's when it got fun for me. Because I was like, oh, these are, like, sick algorithms. So, like, I'm diving in.
I don't know. I'm just trying to be, like, I'm just trying to have a little adventure. I'm trying to, like, I don't care if this Pokemon's crap. I can still beat the Elite Four by cheesing them with some dumb moves or something that. I don't know. I'm just freaking 11-year-old kid.
Yeah, dude, I'll
saving the world.
I'll put Horn Drill on my Dunsparce and just sweep them.
Exactly. But, yeah, it could be that. Could be some spirit telling, some palm reading. Have you ever been to a palm reader? Anything like that?
I have not. I remember when we went to, I think you were there when we went to explore a haunted cemetery. Like, it was like some town like an hour away from here when Joe got pulled over.
I don't think I was there.
Okay. So we went there and I think we got lost and we pulled it into this parking lot and then there was like a psychic shop there.
Oh.
And we're like, it's closed, but we should totally come back here and go to the psychic. And we never ended up going, but I'd be down to go.
Yeah, you know, I'll do it for the experience.
Yeah.
It's probably really interesting. I don't feel like I don't have any dead people, dead relatives I really can communicate with right now.
Me too, honestly.
Which is like a good thing,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, it's a good thing, but like,
I'm not like complaining about that.
I have so many alive family members.
Why won't my loved ones just die so I can communicate with them in the afterlife? I'm just waiting. I'm waiting on the day.
So as they can go to a psychic.
An illness sets in and I've already called the psychic. They're like, seriously, Todd, I just died.
Just like at the funeral, there's no like pastor or ceremony. You just go to a psychic and you like carry in your dead relative, plop him on the table.
I bring a Ouija board to the funeral. Esther just looking, oh man, I'm just sitting there right next to the crib. Waiting, I'm waiting.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Okay, well, let's also go through. We have... You can find us.
You can find us places.
At a bunch of places that's not the afterlife.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe they have podcasts there.
I mean, you don't know. Maybe we are recording this from the afterlife.
Oh, that'd be something.
Yeah. We're actually channeling this podcast through a psychic. We're recording this in the afterlife, and the psychic has hooked us up.
Yeah.
With some afterlife, that sweet, sweet heaven
sound. Maybe your computer's a psychic, and it's channeling
that's
us.
True,
yeah.
That's true. You know, do you know where your computer came from? Like, do you really know what's inside of it?
I don't.
There could be a freaking dead spirit in it. I have no idea. But
I hope to never find out.
That's it. What if we just find out technology? It's all dead spirits.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, then
it's magic.
Well, then the internet would actually make sense to me. I mean,
why would that correlate? I don't understand. You gotta explain yourself.
Because it doesn't make sense to me now, but I at least know a tiny bit about ghosts and magic.
So any reason whatsoever, if somebody was like, the internet works because this guy in this hotel washes himself with soap every hour, 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
on the fifth minute.
Yes, you're like.
You're like, oh,
I know
that makes sense.
How bathing works. It already makes more sense to me than the internet makes. I was like, oh yeah, bathing. That makes the internet. That's perfect.
Yeah. Well, I mean, checks out. Hey, you do you.
Yeah.
You do you. But.
Yeah, I will.
So we're on a bunch of places. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. We're currently opening up a whole network of... podcast called the Flag and Flail Network,
and yeah, that should be going up actually a couple days after this episode goes up.
Yeah,
so we'll be on the lookout for that.
We've only got one other podcast recorded, but we've got a third one in the works, and you can hear more about that. We'll put out an announcement for it right before it comes out, and yeah, if you go on Facebook, like us there, follow us on Twitter. Our main page is on Podomatic. You can just search How to Quest. You can just find us in all the places you find podcasts, Stitcher, iTunes. I'm going to try to get us to even more places. I think we might be in a couple more. I lose track. Like you said, the internet is just run by dead people.
They don't even know what they're doing.
They're dead. They don't care. They're not trying to make it organized.
They're just dead and bathing. That's how the internet works. A bunch of dead bathing spirits.
Exactly. And if you want to email us, our magical mirror is connected to Wi-Fi. It's magic. Don't question
Via magic. It's connected, yeah.
Yeah, so if you want to send in a theme, it might just take it. You can send it in at fantasticalquesticle@gmail.com. That is spelled like testicle with the CLE at the end of both of those words. And yeah, just send in themes, or if you just want to say hi, or once we put up the Flag and Flail, if you've got recommendations for our other podcast, The Invent Gents.
Yeah. If you just have full-on ideas for shows that you want to hear, bring those up too. Why not?
Yep. And last but not least, just, if you like the adventures of this important and magical discovery we've made, just tell your friends. It's honestly the best point, the best way to get the word around and really get more people. Yep.
Tell your friends, tell your loved ones. Tell your enemies even.
Yes, tell your most hated enemies.
Your enemies, your frenemies, your pretenemies even.
Find all of your friends that you think like you, but they actually hate you. And only tell them. And only tell them to listen to you.
Be like, hey, you should check out these shows.
Yeah, tell them it's bad, and then they'll, because they secretly hate you, they'll listen
to it. Yeah, they'll listen to it and enjoy it.
Yeah. So do that, but... We won't hold you back any longer. We're going to get right into the adventure.
Let's
do it.
We're
going to dive right in. I'm going to turn on this mirror, and we're going to see what Bustang and Finkelstein are up to.
Sounds good.
Well, Finkelstein, it's finally time.
It is time. You know, it's been a fun experience here, all in all.
Really has. Margaritaville, it certainly has its up and downs, but,
mostly downs.
There's a lot of downs.
It's all downs. We should leave.
Yeah, you know, let's just go. I've really had enough of this island. Who knows if we're gonna just get thrown in jail, you know? I don't know what the laws here still.
Yeah.
Something's gonna happen, we're gonna go back, so I think we should really push off. Luckily, we were able to find this iceberg.
Yeah, I think it's still part of the same one we came on.
Yeah, just after the T-Rex got off, it really just didn't really melt as fast. I don't know why. I think the T-Rex was just doing something to it.
Body heat might have warmed it all up, I guess.
Yeah, something like that.
Magic. Magic made it this way.
It's a giant floating iceberg. Yeah. So I think it's understandable. I mean, then again, we're all just floating on some being's margarita anyway. That's what the ocean is.
Apparently.
So, why bother questioning things at this point?
Yeah. All right, ready? Push?
Yeah, let's push off. One, ready? Two, three. Okay. All right. And we're off. Well, I hope. Hopefully, we're going right in the right direction.
Yeah. Hopefully. I don't really know which way.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I don't really remember if this was docked where we got off last.
Well,
the beach kind of all looks the same.
Well, the T-Rex was steering this last time.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We're gonna end up wherever we end up.
That's true.
Just along for the ride. If there's one thing I've learned on that island, it was you really gotta take things in stride.
Is that so?
Yeah, you know, sometimes life throws you lemons, and then you gotta throw some piss on a god's feet and go to jail, and then go to court, and finally, you know, go back and make some lemonade.
You know, all in a day's work.
Yeah, exactly.
When you're heroes like we are, it's all in a day's work.
It's just another hard day being a hero. It's not always easy keeping that. Sometimes there's a bit of a gray line when it comes to just figuring out what really makes a hero, what you should do in a situation.
I agree.
I think we've been treading it pretty well so far.
Of course. We're immaculate heroes.
This is really the pinnacle. Citizens of Roadbed, you really want to be taking notes here. Just throughout all of this quest that we're on, you should be teaching this back in the school that you have.
But just do what we do and you'll get through life just fine.
Exactly. I think actually, hold on, there's something drifting towards us. There's a couple things,
A couple things, yeah, I see two.
On the ocean. I think is that some wood?
That looks like some wood, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just some drift wood. I mean, I don't know how long we're going to be on this thing.
Maybe we could use them as paddles or something?
Yeah, hold on.
Fish it out of there.
Yeah, let me get it out here. Hold on. All right, got them.
All right.
Well, what do you want to do with these? It's just, so far, I don't know how long this is going to take. Without this T-Rex powering this, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. You got some driftwood? I mean, I wonder if it's magical. How do you think we determine if something is magical?
I don't know. Let's glance. There's something engraved in mine.
What is it?
It says, from the psychic, you're welcome.
Oh.
That's all it says.
That's all it says?
That's all it says.
Well then, so somebody's looking out for us.
But apparently it's the psychic.
Yeah, it's not just multiple psychics.
It's not just any psychic. It's the psychic.
Yeah, there's only one. So, I mean, it's probably pretty important. Somebody's been taking a liking to us. And once again,
I think so.
I think they just saw our heroic actions.
Yeah, I can't blame them for liking us.
I like me.
I like you, too.
Thank you. That's all I have to say on that subject.
Right, yeah.
And about you, I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah, so am I.
You know, because usually self-esteem is very important. Okay, I don't have to like you, but you should like yourself.
I do like myself. I just confuse myself on a regular basis.
Well, you do confuse me as well. Yeah, this is very confusing. But I think, I don't know, this wood's not glowing or anything. I don't know what the psychic wants us to do with it.
I don't see any other notes.
Yeah, this is weird. I mean, wait, hold on. There's something up in the sky. What the? It's like
that is bizarre.
What the heck are those? Are those balloons? I don't even. How are those even floating? What the heck? Hold on, they're coming down. Okay. Wait, Fiddlesteve.
Grab it. Hold on. Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
Okay. Oh well. They popped, unfortunately. All we got is this string now.
We deal with the strings.
I mean, I don't know what this is. This must be from the psychic again or something. Yeah. I don't think those things just kind of maybe float in out of nowhere.
Maybe it's a riddle?
Yeah, maybe it is. What the... All right. So they got driftwood.
Right.
And string.
Right.
Maybe the psychic wants us to know that we are being strung along.
Oh.
And that we're drifting. We are drifting, right?
Yeah.
So, but we're actually being strung along on this trip. This is actually a trap.
Oh.
And then maybe the psychic is just really horny and has a big bone. And so he has wood.
That could be a possibility.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think we've narrowed it down.
Or, right, so we got the string, and we got the wood. Maybe the psychic wants us to build a swing set.
Oh. I mean, we have nothing to hang it up on, though.
That's true. Well, we would have the balloons if they didn't pop.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, hold on a second. I have an idea.
Okay.
Here, give me the string. Give me the string you got.
Yeah, today.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna work on something here. I think. Do you have anything sharp?
Not really.
All right, hold on.
I have a few rocks in my bag. I don't know.
Why do you have rocks in your bag?
To weigh myself down. It's basically like ankle weights without the hassle of putting it around your ankles.
Well, so you're trying to do that to, like, stay trained?
Yeah.
It's good. You should always stay grounded.
Yeah.
It's always... I actually have some rocks, too. But I don't do that for that. I do it just to keep me grounded. I don't want to be filled with hubris, you know?
Yeah.
It's always... When it comes to heroes, it's always their hubris. It's always they think, you know, I'm a big bad hero. I can take on this giant lion with the hands of an orangutan.
Oh, that never works out well.
That never works out well. No, this... Trust me, we lost a lot of people to the lion-orangutan combo back in Roadbed.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, rocks are important. And they're very good, but... Yeah, let me take that.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it might be able to cut through them a little bit.
All right, yeah. Hold on. Let me dig out of here. I think you're really gonna like it.
Okay.
Let's see. All right. Let me put the strings through here.
One.
Okay. Here, let me see some more rocks. I need some more rocks.
Oh, you need some more rocks. Okay, well...
Okay, here, give me that.
Why do you need more rocks?
I'm gonna put it right at the end here. All right, and then you just twist it in, wrap the string around that.
Oh.
All right. Here we go. Here's yours.
Hey. Well, mine only has two strings. Why does yours have six?
Well, you know what? I only had eight. What was I gonna do?
Well, there's a... Okay, math.
Listen,
I guess
a guitar's a guitar. All right, I think it's finally time. If we really are being strung along, you might as well enjoy it.
I guess so.
Before this trap actually comes into play, let's bust out Wada Jam.
Wada Jam.
All right.
It's been a dream for a while. The past week.
Well, we did have that band back in Roadbed.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. That's how I found all my food, mostly. We just played, and then people threw their food at us.
Yeah, that was a good time to be musicians.
Exactly. Let's make a little ode.
A little ode?
To our trip and in Roadbed in general.
Okay.
Alrighty. Let's see. It's been a while.
Okay. You start, and then I'll jump in.
All right. Let's go for it.
Okay. Thank you.
see me, that's not right. I'm boosting and this is what a jam. I just came away from the red man. I'm just glad I don't have a wife. Cause if I did, the Rat King would probably bang her. I keep banging that judge's ugly wife. Rat King, please don't bang my wife. Rat King, why you gotta bring me strife? Rat King, why you always gotta lie? Rat King, I just want you. Instead we got thrown in jail, and then I broke out. And then we went to court, and now we're here. But if there's one thing that I've learned, it's that rat men are quite absurd, and I just want to have my wife to me. Rat King, please don't bang my wife. Rat King, why you gotta bring me strife? Rat King, why you always gotta lie? Rat King, you switch your penis with Finkelstein. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why.
Well done. Well done.
Yeah. That's it. I think that was a good jam for Water. Jam.
That's Water Jam's new single.
It's more of a tale. You don't really need the verse.
Yeah.
Or the chorus.
Yeah. It's just, you play one verse until you mess up a lot, and then you pause, and then you play the next verse until you mess up again, and then the song ends. That's the structure of music.
Yeah, that's it. It's just really crappy all the time,
yeah.
And then it ends. You really just wait around for it to end.
Yeah.
That's what you probably were doing, Citizens of Roadmen. Like I said, we're a little rusty.
We are very rusty. Which means we're distinguished.
Yeah, exactly. We were good, we were some classics, but we came back. It was kind of a 10-year anniversary tour, except it was probably like 2 years.
Yeah.
Maybe like one year.
More like 1 year.
Yeah.
It was the 1 year anniversary tour.
And boy, was it something.
It was. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Now we're just surrounded by blue ocean. The island far behind.
Well, now what do you want to do?
I don't know. I'm pretty thirsty.
Well, I mean, isn't the water just alcohol?
That's true, but doesn't alcohol dehydrate you?
Oh, that's true.
I don't know, what do you think about this iceberg?
Are you thinking of drinking the iceberg?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what it could
be. Well, I mean, on the way in, I got my tongue stuck to it. You don't want that happening to you.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm thirsty. The sun is getting to me.
Okay, I mean, yeah, just maybe try to break off a chunk and then suck on that for a while. I don't really know how you want to go about this.
Yeah, you know what? I'll try that. Give me a rock.
Yeah, here.
All right, let me just... You know, I've always been a fan of eating the ice. A lot of people, when you put the ice in the drinks, they're really not about that. But I really think if you want to get the most out of your drink, you should also eat the ice.
I agree with that.
It's just efficiency is what it is. That's what we want.
It's true value.
Yeah, otherwise you're just going to get strung along.
Like we are currently being now. Maybe.
Probably. I'm pretty sure that's what the psychic is saying. But actually, speaking of the psychic, I think there's something coming in the water else. Oh, what?
No, what is...
What is that? Whoa. Hold on, it's like some kind of, like, triangle that's sticking out of the water. Oh, no, wait, now there's more of them.
That's a lot of triangles.
But what do you think those are?
Well, they're definitely not squares.
Oh, God. Okay, hold on. This is not good. I think I remember hearing about these in Roadbed. These are... Oh, it's rocking the whole iceberg.
Hang on.
Oh, God, I think these are sharks.
What? Those don't exist.
What do you mean they don't exist?
Those definitely don't exist.
What do you think these are, then?
Look, in my experience dealing with water, which is a few puddles, by the way, I've never seen a shark.
I don't know if you heard some puddles. I mean, there's got to be something. We got to do something here, regardless of what these are. We got to handle this situation. Our iceberg isn't going to take much more of this. Okay, hold on. I've got some soap. I'm going to carve out. I can't do a soap sword. I can only do a temporary soap dagger.
All right, well, I guess I'm saying goodbye to this guitar. I'm turning it into a spear.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Alrighty, I'm gonna take that one over there.
Okay.
Alright. Yeah.
I got this one.
Oh, my dagger's already melted. Damn it.
Take the guitar.
Okay, here. Hold on, I gotta carve a new one.
Don't worry, I got you covered.
Oh, God, alright. Okay. Die! Oh, God. This one, he's got massive jaws.
They all have massive jaws.
Oh my God, it's just jaws. That's all they are.
This is a weird creature.
It's just a triangle-shaped jaw. What do we do? How do we defeat it?
Stabbing is not working.
I know, because there's no body to stab. It's just a mouth with a hole.
All right, well, I'm just going to keep stabbing it until you think of something.
Okay, hold on. Here's what I'm going to do. We need to help them. They're only jaws, okay? They got a toothache, all right? How are we going to do this?
How do we solve a toothache is what you're asking?
Yes.
Wait, so they all have toothaches?
I don't know. I'm just assuming. Hold on. Okay. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick some ice.
Yeah.
I got some ice. Here, take this!
Yeah, okay.
Alright, well, hopefully that... Hold on, that one did seem to calm down a bit. I don't know, maybe the cold made it hurt a little less.
Maybe.
But we can't use all of this iceberg. This is our only way back to land. Okay, well... Alright, new plan. We gotta remove the teeth.
Remove the teeth?
We gotta find which teeth are bothering them. And we gotta remove them.
That's an ambitious plan.
It is, but... Wait, hold on! What's that? Oh, it's more things in the balloon! Wait, hold on, get them!
Yeah.
Get them!
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, God, these are... the giant tweezers!
I can barely lift this. This is heavy.
Yeah, this is huge! Alright, I think the psychic, he knows what to do.
Alright.
We gotta pull these teeth out. This is the right message.
How do we tell which ones are which?
That
one there. That one's cracked. You see it?
Yeah, I see it. I see it right there. All right, hold still, jaw.
You got it?
Ah! Oh, God. Another jaw just fell out of that open tooth hole. The smaller jaws, they're all over the iceberg. They're just clamping jaws. Wait, some of them are just clamping comically. They've got some notes attached to them. What does it say?
No, it's...
It just says... Ha ha, got you. From the psychic?
What?
What? This is not a joke, psychic. You're sending us mixed messages.
Are you... I don't know if the psychic is on my side anymore.
There's not much more space. We gotta... Hold on, let me... bash it away with my spear. This is not good.
The spear is not working out as well as I hoped.
No, they're crowding in. Alright, what do we gotta do? We gotta do something. If we fall off this iceberg, then we're just lost at sea.
Well, maybe we need to get lost.
Ooh, I have heard. Perhaps not all that are lost are truly lost. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
That man in the dungeon was lost. Yes. But he still found a way. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you mean. That's what I'm saying as well.
All right. Are you thinking what I'm thinking then?
I am thinking what you're thinking.
We just abandoned ship.
Yeah.
Alright, we don't really have a choice. These jaws, they've clamped on. But I don't think this iceberg is going down.
We're going down with the ship.
I can only hope that their teeth that have sunk in, they're not going to be able to break out of that iceberg. Alrighty then. Psychic, you've driven us to this. Ready? Let's dive.
Alright.
Okay. Alright, swim.
I'm going.
Okay. Alright, I think they're far enough away. They just seem to be clamping onto the iceberg and it's gone down.
Wow, they're really after that thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they were trying to bite that. I guess, you know, maybe now they're a little less sore. Their teeth are cold.
I guess so.
I think that's probably what it was.
But what about the psychic, though?
Yeah, I don't know what this... The psychic has just been playing games with us. I think he's the one stringing us along.
Oh.
I don't know.
Maybe that was the clue. He was the one. Yeah.
He was trying to ready us for his own prank. The best pranks are the ones that are done right under your nose when you expect them.
So it would seem.
He's truly, truly must be quite powerful psychic to have predicted that. Do you think he's reading our minds right now?
Well, he does use balloons, so that could only mean he's that strong.
That's true. You don't see balloons that just go up in the air.
No.
All the balloons I've seen people, they just take little sacks, and they just kind of, they just twirl them around in the air and try to get air in them, but it just doesn't work.
It doesn't work, not like those.
No, not like those. Those are like, they were floating really slowly. I don't know how he was, like, doing that. There's some strange magic at work here. I don't trust it, but I do know one thing, and that's I can't stay afloat forever.
No, we're gonna have to find land sometime.
I know, but there's just nothing in sight. What? I mean, wait. Hold on, there's the driftwood. It came over from the iceberg.
Oh, yeah, hey, grab that.
Yeah, hold on, all right. Ooh. Oh, okay. I mean, this is better than nothing.
Yeah, I suppose.
But this is, I do you think there are more jaws in this ocean?
I don't think so. They're pretty much set on that iceberg.
Well, I mean, we can only really hope.
Yeah.
Who knows what else is in this ocean? I didn't even know this ocean was here until we got on it.
Maybe we're not truly lost yet.
Yeah, you know? Maybe we're still finding our way.
Yeah.
We're not completely off the path. The path is still in sight.
Should we drown?
Finkelstein, I don't know if that's the best choice. Drowning is... It's a little aggressive. Let's try to see if we can throw some steps in between us and drowning.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Like we'll set that aside as a backup.
Yeah,
plan.
Yeah. I was just throwing that out there for, and you know, as a last resort type of thing.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's definitely we're gonna pin it up on the board.
Yeah,
and we'll discuss it later.
Put it on the back burner.
Hold on, I hear something. It's coming from below. Holy shit, there's something below us.
No, I'm not.
This thing is huge.
I'm climbing on top of you.
No,
I'll stay up here.
Is this gonna do anything?
I'll stay up here.
Okay, I don't really know. Oh, God. Hold on, it's over there. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's huge. And it's just, it's not another mouth. There's actually a body attached to this one.
Oh, that... What is that?
I have no idea, but it is huge. Hold on. Hold on, Finkelstein, the waves. Oh, God. It's coming. I can't do anything. Finkelstein, it's been a pleasure.
We're on land.
This isn't land, Finkelstein. This is a tongue. I think we're inside the beast.
Well, at least we're not drowning.
Yet. I don't I don't know what this beast is all about. If it just came underwater, I don't know how much time we have.
Well, where do we go? Do we go down?
I guess so. If it opens its mouth, there's just a bunch of water now filling this mouth. I think we really gotta go inside.
Yeah.
There's no other option.
All right, let's move down.
Okay. Let's, hold on, don't slip on the tongue here. This is nasty. There's all kinds of freaking barnacles and whatnot. Wait, hold on. There's some tartar sauce here.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, this is good. I love tartar sauce.
Just say that for later.
Yeah, hold on. Let me scoop up some of that tartar sauce. Yeah. All right, we'll save this. If we find food in here, maybe we're not the only things this thing has eaten.
That could be.
And then we can eat that with tartar sauce and make it way better.
Oh, yeah.
All righty. I don't really know if this thing has a neck. It was freaking huge.
I mean, I imagine we're moving down its throat.
Yeah. There's just a huge punching bag above us.
Hmm.
Yeah. Maybe you should punch it.
Should I punch it?
I mean, you are trying to weight train, right? You've got the ankle.
That is true.
Here, hold on. Let me see. Yeah. I'll try to lift you up.
Yeah, it's a little high. Yeah, okay.
All right, hold on. Let me just... Okay, here you go.
Yeah.
You got it?
Okay,
yeah. Give it a nice hit. Ready? No. Whoa, holy... Oh my God. What the... It is... I don't think the creature liked that.
No, not at all.
Hold on, there's a whole bunch of water. Wait, hold on, brace yourself, Finkelstein, it's coming out! God, jeez, that was nasty. You know what, maybe we should have just ridden that out, actually, now that I think about it.
Well, we don't really know how deep we are in the ocean.
That's true, it's probably the danger that you do know is better than the possible safety you don't know.
Yeah.
You know? So it's better to stick with what we got here.
Which I guess we just keep moving.
Yeah. There's really nothing else to do. This is strange. There's soap. There's soap on the walls here.
Soap on the walls.
Yeah, they're just setting. There's suds everywhere. They're just setting up on the side. Hold on, Finkelstein. I think I've just hit a treasure trove.
A treasure trove.
Give me all these soaps.
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Houston, calm yourself.
It's been so long. Let me put them all down. Finkelstein, give me a bag. Give me a bag.
I don't have a bag.
Gosh darn it. All right, hold on. I'm just going to rip off some of this thing's flesh and use it as a bag.
That's not going to go well.
Whoa! Okay. All right, well, okay, hold on. All right, I got some soaps. This is good.
That's a gross bag of soap.
It's fine. It's a little slimy, but it's like, you know, it's raw fish. You could eat it if you wanted to.
I don't want to.
It's a little salty.
Yeah.
Kind of like you right now.
I'm perfectly fine.
Are you sure you're not actually a part of this giant fish or whatever it is?
Do you know what this is?
I don't. I assume it's some kind of fish.
Definitely not a bird.
Maybe it's an underwater bird.
It could be a seabird.
I don't know what lives in the ocean.
No, I don't either.
Maybe it's a squirrel. Mm. An ocean squirrel.
Ocean squirrel.
That would be quite terrifying. I didn't know squirrels got this big.
Well, it looked nothing like a squirrel, so...
Yeah, that's true. There would probably be nuts in here, too.
Yeah, lots of nuts.
The only nuts in here are ours.
Yeah. And they are quite impressive.
Let's just say if he was a squirrel, he'd be full. This is what I'm talking about, Finkelstein, with the self-esteem.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one.
You really gotta build yourself up before you can build outside. That's what it is. It's inside first, outside next.
Well, speaking of inside, here we are.
This is true. I think we're getting closer to the stomach here.
Yeah.
There's some kind of tunnel.
Do we want to go down that?
It's really the only way.
Yeah, all right,
only
fine.
Only way forward. It's kind of weird, just like convulsing, but let's give it a go.
Let's go down, yeah.
All right. It's getting pretty dark in here. I wish we had a torch or something, but...
Unfortunately,
I don't think this
fish
has swallowed a torch.
No.
I don't know where the psychic is. Do you think this is another one of his traps?
I mean, possibly.
Yeah, I don't.
But we don't really have anywhere else to go.
Yeah, I think I actually there's a voice coming from down this tunnel.
Hmm.
Wait, hold on. It's not coming from this tunnel. Can you hear it?
I think so.
Listen. What is it saying?
It's faint.
Just keep going forward. It's like it's in my head. Do you think it's the psychic?
I guess. I mean, who else could it be?
Yeah, I don't know. Unless this fish can talk and it's telling us to go into its stomach. Wait a second. Is this the fish telling us to eat so it can eat us?
Well, that's a possibility.
We gotta take our chances.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go forward and see where this... Maybe the psychic is... He's got some plan. Maybe he's even down here. I don't know.
Okay. He might be down here.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I don't know. I think we should... Let's take a break. From all that swimming and stuff, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, let's post up for a little bit.
Yeah, this mirror is running out anyway.
Oh, okay.
So, Citizen's Roadbed. Well, I don't really know even what to say.
Well, we might be in here for months.
Yeah, who knows? This could be the whole next 10 episodes.
Maybe.
Yeah, I have no idea. But one thing's for sure. We're gonna find a way out of this. I know we will.
Like we always do.
If we figure out who this psychic guy is, or girl, and figure out what their plan is, this is clearly so we're being strung along here. We're just adrift at sea, getting a hard wood bone up our keisters.
Yeah, indeed we are.
So, but we're gonna find a way out of this jam like we always do, Citizens of Roadbed. And unfortunately, this mirror can't last much longer, but we'll fill you in whenever we can, whenever this recharges.
All right.
Stay safe, unlike us.